soaring prices, cancellations, and delays for air travelers over Memorial Day weekend. By Simon Kent on May 29, 2022. If you're traveling over the Memorial Day weekend, expect plenty of company and disappointment. The summer travel season is now officially underway, with anyone heading for an airport warned to be prepared for soaring prices, cancellations, and delays. AP reports upwards of 1,500 flights were cancelled as of 9:50 p.m. EDT Saturday, according to flight tracking website FlightAware. That followed more than 2,300 cancellations on Friday. Flight no-shows are only the beginning of the problems that lie in wait across Joe Biden's America as the nation embraces the busiest travel season since the start of 2019. Domestic airline fares for summer are averaging more than $400 for a round trip, 24% higher than this time in 2019, before the pandemic, and a full 45% higher than a year ago, according to travel data firm Hopper. The price rises are driven by demand as airlines and tourist destinations ready for monster crowds this summer as travel restrictions ease and pandemic fatigue overcomes lingering fear of contracting coronavirus during travel. Soaring oil prices are also adding to the cost burden as Americans feel the pressures across the board. Many forecasters believe the number of travelers will match or even surpass levels in the gloried pre-pandemic days. However, airlines have thousands fewer employees than they did in 2019, and that has at times contributed to widespread flight cancellations, according to the AP report. Which carriers are experiencing problems? AP outlines Delta Airlines suffered the most among U.S. airlines, with more than 250 flights, or 9% of its operations, eliminated on Saturday. Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta, where Delta is based and has its largest hub, experienced heavy travel delays. On Saturday, 5% of the flights there were canceled, while 16% were delayed. Delta noted in an email to AP that Saturday's cancellations were due to bad weather and air traffic control actions, noting it's trying to cancel flights at least 24 hours in advance this Memorial Day weekend. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.